This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Some labor history. We're frequently being warned about this or that alien menace, about foreigners or terrorists who might attack our shores. But the perceived threat does not always come from abroad. Throughout much of the 19th century and early 20th century, the business-owned press stoked an anti-radical hysteria among the general public by targeting what they called the dangerous classes within the United States itself. The dangerous classes were, specifically, the poor, the immigrants, the underemployed, and anyone who organized for a decent-paying job and better work conditions. Labor agitation was stigmatized as a threat to the American way of life. True Americanism was equated with an uncritical acceptance of the corporate business system. Industrialists joined with publishers in branding labor activists as communist, anarchist, and un-American. Posters and pictures were circulated showing Uncle Sam guiding American workers away from the swarthy agitators. The term un-American first came into significant usage at the turn of that century as a political epithet during this period when true Americans used it against striking immigrant workers and later against any militant opponents of the economic order, immigrant or native-born. In 1886, during a time of substantial labor unrest, Theodore Roosevelt, himself a rich employer, talked of setting worker against worker in the name of patriotism. Quote, I'm quoting Teddy Roosevelt now, "My men are hard-working, laboring men who work longer hours for no greater wages than most of the strikers, but they are Americans through and through. I believe nothing would give them greater pleasure than a chance with rifles at one of the mobs." So here we had Teddy Roosevelt almost inciting his own workers and glorifying and praising them for their supposed willingness to kill fellow workers. To dilute the labor militancy of its employees, the Ford Motor Company sponsored Americanization programs for them. Patriotism was equated with labor discipline and compliant worker attitudes. Other business firms fashioned programs modeled after Ford's. War often brings out the worst aspects of this pseudo-patriotism. In 1917, as the nation plunged into war with Germany, domestic labor disputes were treated as acts of outright disloyalty. President Woodrow Wilson warned that the masters of Germany were using American liberals, socialists, and the leaders of labor to carry out their wicked designs. That's a quote. Federal and state authorities suppressed radical publications, issued injunctions against strikes, harassed and jailed labor organizers, and launched legislative hearings, mass arrests, deportations, and political trials against labor militants. About 1,000 people were sentenced to prison for denouncing the war as a rich man's venture, some for as much as 30 years. In the 1930s, during the Great Depression, corporations like Ford took matters into their own hands, hiring mobsters and company thugs to beat union organizers and terrorize strikers. Corporate-sponsored ultra-nationalist violence occurred in other capitalist countries as well. During the rise of fascism in Italy, Lithuania, Germany, Hungary, and Japan, so-called patriotic goon squads were hired by business owners to smash labor unions and leftist political parties and publications. In short, the ruling corporate class will use political crises, some of which it creates itself, to suppress working class militancy and to direct our grievances toward innocent targets, toward working people, toward each other, toward immigrants, toward the poor, so that we do not rally and unite against those who are the real cause of our grievances. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed.